We would like to speak to you about uniqueness. It is misunderstood by many people because the path is not understood. Each of you is an individual cell of God with a function and gifts and challenges that are absolutely unique to you. But because you have a world that really enjoys setting up the right thing to do and the right way to do it, the uniqueness is sometimes not taken care of in the way that it should be. And I spoke with someone today, and she said to me, rather the channel did, although we were with her, and she kept saying, I have heard from a counselor wonderful ideas, and I am feeling guilty because I am not doing any of the wonderful things the counselor said I should do. And she gave us as an example what a problem is, because when your path is unique and the person on that path who knows what is going to be good for you, that would be you. And no matter how much good information comes in from outside of you, if there is not an energetic match, and if your own heart and your own spirit do not draw you toward the good thing then simply remains a good thing that lives outside of you. So when we are looking at our individual paths, we understand that sometimes we resist doing the thing on our path that really would be good for us. But we also know that that is what we are doing. It is like we are resisting this. We know it would be good, but we are resisting. So even in the resistance, there is uniqueness, because we can learn a great deal about ourselves from what we are resisting, which sounds, we know, a bit peculiar, but it is actually quite in line with the uniqueness of your path. Let us take the example of good books. There are many wonderful books to be read, and you have all had the experience of having someone say, here is a good book, and you are very drawn to it. And so you go to that book and you read it. And the same person said, here is another good book, and you cannot draw it into your field. Your energy, if anything, is pressing away on that book. If you are in a loving position with yourself, you will allow both of those things to be correct for you. If you are not in a loving place with yourself, you will say to yourself, what is wrong with me that I am resisting a good book? So in this particular place, we would like you to pay attention and trust. Trust that you know what you want to draw in and what you do not want to draw in. And that is where trusting your own abilities to know and your intuitive faculties, those are so important. And when you think about it for a moment, let us say the book you were resisting has material in it that would not be good for you at this time, while you are in this particular energy. A month later, you might be extremely drawn to that book, and you might move heaven and earth to get that book and read it, in which case you would be doing the correct thing for your path. Now, this happens with many things, where your brain may say, oh, this is a thing you should be doing, but you feel your energy resisting the good thing that you should be doing. So resist, because you may not resist always. It may be that your resistance is because your own energy is reading that this is not the time for you to bring that particular information into your life. Where that is the one end that is about the way you intuit what is good for you. Now, we will take another part of the path that may need to be handled a little differently. In other words, there may be something you know that would be good for you now, and you know why, but you resist it. Now, here is a place where we may have to do a little additional intuitive work. Because sometimes there are not good reasons for resisting. And so you may want to sit with your resistance, but not in judgment. This is the really important part here. Sit with your resistance, but not in judgment. So when you are able to feel with your resistance, there will be a point where you can let it speak to you. And whatever it says, you must not judge that either. Let us say there is a social obligation of some kind, and it is one you are committed to, but you can feel that you do not want to engage with that social commitment. So that is the time to feel your resistance to that, and to simply sit with your resistance until you have a little more information. And the information could come from a wide variety of places. For instance, your resistance to meeting a social obligation could have to do with fatigue. Perhaps you are truly tired and you do not feel drawn to pulling up social energy. And that is one reason. Perhaps this is a person you no longer wish to connect with, but you do not want to confront that. So spend a little more time with that and ask yourself, who are you when you are with this person? So at least you are filling in the information. And the beauty of this is then whatever you decide to do or whatever you decide not to do, you will not be caught in guilt, in the feeling that you should have overcome whatever you thought you were supposed to overcome. You can simply know more about yourself in the place where you are. And that will bring you much more peace on your path. Now, it is that additional knowledge that you get for yourself, but you get for yourself in a loving environment, one you create in your heart. It is that additional information that makes you wise. It makes you know where you are and what is impacting you. And whatever that is, then whatever decision you make, you have made a decision out of your wisdom, not out of your fear, and not out of your fear of judgment. If we could all move in this way, then we would be able to honor both parts of our path. This part, which is about where you are on the human level, and this other part, which is about where you are on an intuitive level. When those things are working together, there is nothing to fear about being irresponsible or whatever it is you say to yourself when you are not moving with someone else's program. But you are also able to begin to trust deeply the intuitive thing on your path that says, we will tell you when it is time, and this is the time or this is not the time. You see, you make a power this way, by being able to work with both sides of your life. And the more you are able to do that, the more powerful you become. And the more you are able to do this in love, the more you no longer have to feed the part of you that goes to the guilt and shame. So, we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Let's begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a wind blowing, and let that wind blow away the burdens of the week. Blow them away from your field so that you do not need to carry them. Not now. And feel how the energy around your body has become looser and freer, and your body is more responsive to its own energy. Feel that energy becoming lighter. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body. Let it open the crown more widely so that you are able to bring into yourself more of what you need, more of what makes you strong and loved and wise. Feel that golden energy flow into your third eye and let the third eye open. And as the third eye becomes clear, know that that third eye will speak to you about anything you need to know about. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. Let the golden light displace any communication that takes you to shame, that takes you to judgment of yourself or anyone else. Let all of that be released from your throat center. So now that you can speak about joy and love and kindness and compassion. Feel that golden light flow through you and into your heart center. And feel that light nurture the garden you have made there. See how beautiful it is, and let the light help it grow. And let it remove pain, regret, old wounds. Feel the golden light displace all of that from your heart, so there is room for you to become strong, to walk your own path. And feel yourself take in that knowing that your path is the path to whom you have allegiance. And your walk is only on your path. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let it relieve the solar plexus of any emotions you do not wish to carry with you. Let that leave the solar plexus and free up the solar plexus so that you begin to feel and hold the things that are good for you, the things that make you happy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel any judgment or shame or old patterning that might have caught there. Feel the golden light gently displacing it, pushing it away from your body. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the root. And feel that golden light strengthen the creative root. Make it strong and wise in how you create your life. And as you breathe, feel yourself aware of the column of golden light that runs from the universe through every chakra in your body and grounds in the earth. So you are golden. Bring yourself into your heart center, into the garden that you've created there, and see how it is refreshed and rebuilt with the light. And see what you've planted there and how beautifully it is all growing. Now look up and see that there is a path in your heart that moves upward. Move yourself onto that path and feel how easily the path draws you higher. But without effort, without work, simply draws you because it is your path. Now come to a place on the path and see that there is a container for any old idea you wish to move out of your life. Take a moment and think of a belief that you want to leave your life. And flow that belief into the container. And let the container take it and begin to move energy around it that breaks it up. And feel yourself free of that idea. And when that container has taken that idea and changed it and moved it, see that a small symbol arises in the place of that old belief. And remember what it is. Now feel your feet on this path as you continue to walk up. And breathe in the energy of this high place where your heart is taking you. Take in everything that you need, everything that makes you full and strong and happy. And come to the next place on your path and see that there is a wall there that you no longer wish to be in your life. And feel how with the lightest touch, the wall begins to crumble. Take your time and know your power to remove this wall from your life. And the wall has become dust and no longer has power. Step over the remains and continue upward and come to the place of the gift and see that there is an altar there that contains your gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Now turn and come back down the path and enjoy all the energy of your own heart and the energy that the universe has sent to heal your heart and to help it grow. And come back to the center of your heart. Seeing the garden you've grown. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.